Hey everyone, it's me, Misha Youssef, and this is Tell Them I Am. I know there's nothing less funny than telling someone that you're funny, but I'm funny. I swear to you, I am hilarious. At work, when I was in school, I don't even need to tell you a story about it because you've heard the show, and I know I've made you laugh. You're probably laughing at me right now. In my family, though, I am seen as the serious one. And just once in my life, I wish they would describe me as funny. I wish they could see me the way I see myself. Mercedes Iman Diamond is a drag competitor and performer. She holds 8 titles. I know, crazy talented. And she has performed as a Lady of La Femme at the Gay 90s in Minneapolis for 10 freaking years. Basically, it's her job to set the bar very high in the drag world. And she kills it at her job. Do you have any questions before we get started?
Nope, I'm ready.
Okay. This is the most ready a guest has been for an interview so far.
Hi, I am Mercedes Iman Diamond, the African princess from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Did you always have the name Mercedes or when did you?
No, I did not. You know, you're new to this scene and you just jump into a name right away. And I was like, okay, I'll go by TT. A few months down the road and I was like, ooh, TT, no, that is not me. Then Mercedes was born.
How did you pick Mercedes?
I had a Mercedes C-Class. I was like, you know what? My car is cute. She was red, and red is one of my favorite color. Why not match my car?
Is your full name, legal name now Mercedes Iman Diamond?
No, it's a different name.
Okay, just curious. Okay, just wanted to know.
Yeah. But I do go by Mercedes Iman Diamond for the last 9 years, darling. I grew up in Kenya with my grandmother and my stepdad and my 2 sisters and my aunt. We moved here in 2000. My whole family's here. My friends are here. You know, relatives are here. And pretty much East Africa people literally moved to Minnesota. I don't know why, but they're all here in Minnesota. So this was right after high school, you know, I'm going to Normandy College and it was a weekend and I was talking to somebody and they were like, you want to go to the bar? And they took me to the bar and I saw the drag show at the Gay 90s. I literally didn't know what drag was. I became friends with Genevieve. She was the first person that I saw being on the stage. And I was like, oh my God, she's so gorgeous. I want to talk to her. And then I just continued talking to her, like going every weekend to the bar just to see her perform.
Tell me about that first time that you stepped on stage and performed.
First time. 2009, May 22nd. Oh, I remember that day. I told them, I'm going to do only one number. If I like it or don't, I'm going to find out. Oh my God. I walked on that stage. And I saw that spotlight on me.
Please show some love for the one and only Miss Mercedes Iman Diamond.
It was the best feeling ever. It was like a weight lift. My first performance that I've done was Cataluna Wine Up. That was my first song that I ever performed. After my first performance, I grabbed that stage with a big smile. I went to the MC and I said to her, I need to go again. everyone has their own reasons, the reason why they do drag. Mine was, it literally took me away from all the negative things, all the drama, all the crazy thing going on in this world. Drag is escape, is a therapy. Especially when you have like family, you know, family members tell you like, oh, you will never be somebody. You're going to end up in a jail.
Family members were telling you you're never going to be somebody?
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. Oh, you will never be somebody. You're a faggot. It hurts when a family member tells you you will never be somebody. Not friends or anybody, but when your family tells you that, you're like, wow, is this, what do you think of me as? Because I'm different? Well, not different, because I am me. I said, you know what? Your words just give me more energy. I'm going to take that. I'm going to show you what a faggot does. I was working at the bank, you know, 5 days a week, and then doing 4 or 5 nights shows and being on the road.
The African Princess, baby.
I was driving every state, staying up like 30 hours, 40 hours. Like any pageant, I would literally go compete for it. Because I want to push myself to the next level. Improve everything. You know, be that person. Be the best I can be. You know, compete against myself, not who is in the competition with me. It's like you want something so bad, and you have to get it. No matter what, you have to get that.
What was it? Like, what was it that you were working towards?
I always wanted to be on Drag Race.
First up, Bibi Zahara-Benet.
I've watched every season.
Your couture can be used as a flotation device.
I have auditioned multiple times.
I feel beautiful. I'm just gliding down that runway, honey. I know I look like licorice candy.
And I was like, if I ever get that call, this will be a dream come true.
You're lucky if you ever have a moment when you really know something about yourself, if you find the thing you feel destined for. Drag is Mercedes' calling, and she poured herself into it immediately. She perfects her act, works tirelessly at her day job so she can afford costumes and wigs and makeup, and she isn't just performing. This is a competition, and she wants to win. But all of this effort is in secret, at least from her two sisters, and one of them she lives with. Her sisters are some of the few people in her family that have protected her and accepted her. But if they found out she was a drag queen, would it be too much?
My older sister, so when we lived together and I was doing the shows, I was literally taking suitcases every weekend to the bar. And she would look at me, she'd say, where are you going? I was like, oh, it's my friend's bag. And she's like, every weekend, your friend's bag is here. What is that? And then I was like, yeah, it's my friend's bag, you know, just doing their laundry, you know. She's like, something is not right. So one night, she decides to follow me. She followed me to Gay 90s, literally went inside and sit in the back row. And then she saw me perform. She came home. This is 2:30 in the morning. I'm coming home at 2:30 in the morning from the bar. She's up. And I was like, okay, are you okay? Why are you up? What are you doing? You should be sleeping. I get it's the weekend. She's like, I want to talk to you. And I was like, what's up? She's like, I know you're my brother. You're my only brother. Whew. Sorry. Every time I talk... It literally makes me cry every time I talk about my sister. It's because there's... Okay. Let's try this again. She grabbed my hand and she was like, do you know Mercedes? And I looked at her. I was like, isn't that a car? And she was like, no, Mercedes Iman. And I looked at her and I started crying. She's like, don't cry. Are you happy? And I looked at her, yes. said, I'm happy for you. I want you to be happy. No one will make you happy but yourself. If you're happy what you do, I will support you 100%. And she said, and your little sister knows about you. I was so scared because they're my two closest, you know, they're my best friend, and I thought I was going to lose them. Coming from a different culture, religion. And when she said, I will support you 100%, it was the best feeling ever. Having, you know, your family support you no matter what. And she was like, go do your thing, Mercedes.
Mercedes continued doing drag 6 nights a week in cities all over the United States for like the next 9 years. The whole time, she still has a day job working at a bank. She is constantly dancing between exhilaration and exhaustion.
That moment I got that call, my whole life changed again. I was sitting on my desk, had my phone next to me, and my phone rang, and I looked at it, and I was like, California? I was like, who leaves California? What is wrong with these people? Stop calling me. I don't want to buy anything. You know, you think it's one of those calls that, you know, offering you some stuff, and you're like, oh, God, I don't, stop calling me. And then I looked at it again. There was a voicemail, and I was like, wait a second. Those people don't leave no voicemail. If you don't answer, they will call again. But this time, they left a voicemail. I went to talk to my manager. I was like, hey, can I take a quick break? I took a quick break, took my phone with me, and I listened to the voicemail. I came back, and my manager looked at me. She said, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. She's like, no. Are you okay? And I was like, yeah. She said, I was like, why? She said, you have this glow on your face. Like, you have a big smile. You're glowing. What's going on? Like, you just came here, asked me to take a break. You came back with this glow. I came home. I walked in. I started crying. And my sister was there. She's like, are you okay? Did you get in a car accident? Are you okay? What's going on? Why are you crying? And I was like, no, this is a happy cry. This is a joy cry. And then my sister started crying, and she thought something happened to me. And I was like, no. This is a happy cry. Is yours a happy cry too? And she was like, what do you mean happy cry? You're crying. I don't know what's going on. You're making me scared. And I was like, I got the call. What's up, everybody? This is Mercedes Iman Diamond, the African princess from season 11 of RuPaul Drag Race.
My name is Today, Mercedes I'm going Iman to do Diamond. My signature I am look. 30 years young from Minneapolis.
So you're here with us on RuPaul's Drag Race season 11 as the first Muslim queen.
Yes, I am the first Muslim queen.
Being the first Muslim on Drag Race, that gave me that opportunity to tell the other Muslim gay boys that are out there, don't ever feel different. You are loved. You're one of us. We're all human. This is not a choice. This is what you're born with. And you have to live your life, not for your family or friends, for anything. You have to live your life. It's okay to be you. Believe in your religion, your culture, but still follow your heart. That is the most important thing. Follow your heart.
You can learn more about Mercedes by going to Minnesota and seeing her at the Gay 90s, or you can follow her on Instagram at Mercedes Iman Diamond. Thank you so much for listening to Tell Them I Am. I'm Misha Youssef. This episode of Tell Them I Am was sound designed by Mary Knopf and written by Mary Knopf and Arwen Nix. Mary is my producer, and don't tell James Kim, but he has a way better jacket collection than she does. Arwen Nix is our editor. Valentina Rivera and Sean Corey Campbell are our engineers. Our beautiful music is by David Leinard. You can find incredible illustrations of all of our guests as the episodes release. Thanks to Emin Ahmed for those. You should really see them. Follow me or Emin on Instagram. Find me at Misha Youssef. Our beautiful series tile art is by Elizabeth Goodspeed. This podcast was originally a production of LAS Studios, now presented by Higher Ground Audio and Spotify. We'll be back tomorrow with another story.